So I think I can breed all of the starters now.
You what just about in the Kalos, game, right?
Yeah, the Kalos starters. I only have Charmander for the Kanto one so far.
JD is on the game, but he is not in the chat.
I'll challenge him
to battle.
I don't have JD or Paladin's ring codes, which seems like a problem.
They're on Twitter. Just go back in browser histories.
Oh, but yeah, sure. That's going to happen.
Well, JD is connected to the call. Where the hell is he? Other than playing Pokemon.
Probably f***ing with us.
Or f***ing with Pokemon. Maybe he's breeding too.
Or f***ing Pokemon.
He's ignoring my battle request. So screw him. I love Tyrantum.
That's one I chose also.
I haven't gotten mine to evolve yet. It only works in the day, right?
I haven't messed with him yet, though.
David says the other fossil sucks balls.
I thought so too, but then it one-shot killed half my team when I went to that gym.
It's slow as all get out.
I got through that entire gym just with one Pokemon. I didn't even switch it out. Because I just used my, Frogadier?
Oh, yeah, Chespin does well against grass.
Really?
Well, I mean, sorry, Rock, Derp.
I was about to say.
I was distracted by Psychic Robert. He's challenging me. With a solo.
The over 9,000 one?
Shh.
Go, Hard Pricks. I choose you.
Drop off a Korean Chespin.
A Korean?
Whenever I get a Pokemon that's like in Korean or Japanese, I always want to think that it's some kind of ethnic slur and I just can't read it.
Well, no, Pokemon's pretty good at censoring curse words now, because I couldn't choose prick.
Aww.
Damn it.
So what'd you do instead?
I spelled it with an X, so now it's prick, plural, and extreme.
You should have called it prickstream.
Or maybe added an umlaut.
And it's umlaut.
Umlaut.
What do you think I was laughing at?
I knew what he meant.
Yes.
Important part.
Yes, I love his translation job.
Two threads about the episode got deleted from after devolving into people raging about umlauts.
Umlauts.
Oh, Azumarill, bless your heart.
And of course, the thing is of course, people are blaming the guy who's originally from GG for it, but nope. Umlauts were Linksara's idea. Linksara's idea, so, yep.
I like the explanation for it, too.
They're metal umlauts. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a place to put an X, like, for extreme.
Or
a K, as in, like, with Mortal Kombat.
Although, if it was me, I would have just called it the Warring Awesome Driver.
Warring Radical.
Episode 2 was so amazing.
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to watch it just yet.
You should, because it's pretty awesome.
I'm going to ask.
Yeah, it's changed my opinion of the show to maybe to f*** yes.
Oh, good.
The episode is pretty much nonstop great from beginning to end.
Okay, I swear to God, he just said, "I just changed my penis show."
What?
Oh, that brings him on.
I would never change my penis show.
What did I do?
You denied my battle request, which means you're a terrible person.
When? I didn't get a
just
battle
now.
Request. I didn't. I have. Did
JD,
I not say?
JD, give me your friend code, please.
It's on Twitter.
That's what I said.
Oh, God, you people are lazy.
I already put it on
exactly.
Twitter.
How long have you been here?
God damn it. Hold
okay,
on
I'll,
a second.
I'll get it.
You slothy hold on a second.
I'll get it.
Intro quote.
Meteor Storm! This is Superhero Time with XV.
Powered fisting.
Hey, Mickey.
Ken, come sit on this and see what happens.
Ken. Paladin.
Hey, kids, what do you think will happen to me?
JD Church.
Yes, but I'm also stupid.
And Fort Max.
He just has a major prolapse.
All right, fine. I will turn off my game for the sake of the show so that I can say funny shit. Because sure as hell, nothing we're watching is worth quality.
Five more minutes.
Come on, Mom. 5 more minutes. Oh, God.
Oh, I do have Rock Smash. Fantastic.
Yeah. So this is Pokemon time.
Accurate.
You've chosen us.
You chose poorly.
Yes. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And the only person without new Pokemon is me, because I still don't have anything more than the DS Lite.
And me.
You have Max.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather be the only one, honestly, than to be lumped in with Fort Max.
Mm-hmm. No, you two make a great couple.
Well, one of you can do better.
So, New York Comic Con
was a thing that happened.
More or less,
there's lots
yeah.
of it that happened.
So, there's the thing that's going to be coming out.
And the other thing that everyone knew was going to be coming out.
No, that's what I'm talking
about,
Fort Max. Yeah.
The other thing?
I don't understand.
Dragon Morpher hitting Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah.
Not made of gold.
Except with
this
vacuum
time.
Plate instead of the actual gold they used at San Diego Comic Con.
Is it vacuum metalized or is it just gold paint?
I believe they said
vacuum metalized.
Well, that's going to be ugly. I don't want that.
Made of metal.
It needs to just be gold spray paint like the prop in the show.
Oh man, Gokai Green
well,
Power Ranger Rise.
That's pretty much what I think the Dragon Buckler was.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Shield. It's a morpher spray painted gold like the show prop.
Yeah.
They should make one to spray paint it gold so it'd be more like the show.
That's a great idea, Mickey.
Now, what they should do is just get old Dragon Buckler toys and put them in the box.
Yeah, they're only a mere 90,000 yen each.
Oh, only.
And the new Dragon Zord looks pretty good.
I'm actually mad about that, dammit. I actually have to buy a Legacy Megazord now.
You could probably just go buy a 2010 Megazord for not too much.
Is the Legacy
the
Dragon Zord
won't match up enough.
Yeah. Is the Legacy Dragon Zord going to be made of metal, too, like the Legacy Megazord?
It's going to have some die-cast parts.
Everything
I wonder if the old one
metal.
Will support the weight.
Yeah.
Probably.
It should. I mean, it's the same engineering.
It's probably lost all the electronics, though, right?
Yeah.
I would hope so, because, Lord, no one needs electronics on that shit.
Especially now, I would be
there is one...
if it would just have the lights go in a circle.
No. The one piece of electronics the Legacy Dragon Zord needs is the Tommy clip. No way!
It was a sound effect for "Don't Vote for Dummy."
God.
No, that would be with the Legacy Tiger Zord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also mentioned further Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Legacy items, and yeah. I, for one, would love to have a new Thunder Megazord with all the accessories if they get to that.
They won't.
Okay.
Nobody
well,
likes
you'll
nope.
get it, but it won't have any accessories.
Nobody likes
them, too. I'm just putting it out there.
Nobody likes the Thunder Megazord.
Man,
that's why I'd
getting...
like one that doesn't suck and
I want
doesn't
total,
break.
I want total dumpster drop action with that, man. I need to have the whole set with the skiff and everything so I can... drop it on my other toys.
Legacy Tour of the Shuttle Zord?
Yes.
It's its own packaging.
It's out of die cast. That way when you drop it, it's like dropping.
Oh my god, can you imagine? It'd be killing
now,
children.
Now, here's the thing. Here's what I want. Legacy Space Titanus.
Well, yes.
Die cast tour.
Didn't you just make that
It survives the drop test, but no one else does.
Well, the good news is the toy didn't break. The bad news is it cracked Jimmy's head open like an eggshell.
We're going to need another Jimmy.
Yeah, the dragon dagger looks real good.
I hope the die cast on that is the edges of the blade.
No, it's not. Now, what I do, it does need a lightsaber blade in it, though.
A die cast blade.
$80 for the new dragon sword, but they announced a price for the dragon dagger?
No.
Wait, it's how much for the dragon sword?
Probably.
I heard was $80.
It's the dragon sword.
That noise.
The dragon sword's going to be the same as the legacy megazord.
Yeah, and
that's ridiculous.
60 then, so.
60, something else.
A little bit better, I guess.
I bet you that Dragon Dagger is going to be about the same because Toys R Us is pre-ordering the Tommy Morpher for $60.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I will have the. But yeah, I'll probably be getting definitely the Tommy Morpher and the Dragon Zord and a Legacy Megazord eventually. And then I can hang out with the SDCC Green Ranger I got entirely for the Dino Tribes coin.
See, now I don't feel so stupid that I bought the Legacy Megazord, see? So, yeah.
Now I'm glad I still have the 2010 one.
Now I just have to...
I have the 2010 Megazord and Titanus.
Now I just have to talk to Amanda into letting me buy the Dragon Zord.
But can the Legacy Dragon Zord do all the right combos?
I mean, it's not going to be around for a while. You can buy whatever you want. Like,
yeah, JD, you could always hope for Amanda to be off on an acting job when the Dragon Zord comes out. Then, you know, it's just a surprise when she comes home.
When does it come out?
I don't know. Next year.
2015.
2015?
Yeah, probably not.
That was when they first announced it.
Mm. No, they announced
it. Announced it in 2015?
They announced it this year.
They announced it to be released in 2015.
No.
Before we even saw the damn thing.
No, they announced it to be released in 2014.
No. Well, she doesn't have an acting job lined up yet, so I got to hope. I almost got a divorce over getting that Legacy Megazord.
I remember.
that was
quality podcasting.
Oh, man. I thought.
I must have missed that episode.
I still need to get the dragon from Gridman. I have not been able to find one.
I'm talking about the divorce over here.
No, he wants the Japanese one that has electronics.
Oh.
Yeah. Why?
Anyway. Yeah,
so we'll see what happens. Because Fort Max,
and I have my Gridman that has electronics.
Well, consistency.
Yeah.
He's like Fort Superhero Max. Time knows anything about consistency.
Well,
we do.
We're consistently terrible.
And we always take the same amount of time to record.
No matter what,
right?
No matter how much we're actually covering.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
So we're amazingly consistent in all the wrong areas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And we talk about JD's consistency on a weekly basis.
Totally.
I thought his consistency just depended on how much fiber he had.
This is true. I'm back on my fiber cereal now, so I'm pretty regular.
Fiber's great.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Ken, stop sounding so old.
Are you kidding? We are old.
Turn 29 in 3 weeks. Four weeks.
Okay, we're not that old.
God, you're old. So old.
Yeah, I should be like, yeah, you're old.
Well, we're not as old as Don.
No, this is true. I can always say I'm not as old as Don.
Yeah.
Most of you are acting older than him, though.
God, thanks. I feel old.
Yeah, JD's talking about eating his fiber cereal where Don just talks about Velveeta and Miracle Whip all the time.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with him?
I did feel pretty young and old at the same time because I'm, like, so excited about Pokemon. Like, I had my pre-order at Best Buy, and I was, like, all, like, planning my morning out so I could get there right when they opened, and there were, like, no one else in line, and no one else wanted it. I was like the only one there. Like
everywhere around here is pretty low on their stock at this point, or sold out.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that
Target had this contest thing going on. Well, where you could get, well, store prices are something when around the time that the first movie was out?
No.
I got a backpack, a Pokemon backpack from that. I still have it in my closet somewhere.
Does it still fit?
Good story for me.
Is it comfy and easy to wear?
It's a backpack, not shorts.
Not shorts.
That's probably been the best part of the whole game for me, is finding shorts, kid. Because I was intensely disappointed that he was not in black and white, too, that I could find.
He's just, like, right in your path in this game.
Yep.
Can't miss him.
So what was
I
up with that?
I keep hoping that one day he'll be the Pokemon champ.
like the leader of the Elite Four? That'd be amazing.
The next time that Gold and Silver get remade, he'll have replaced Red.
Yeah.
He wasn't in Pokemon Origin, was he?
No, I don't think
no.
so.
And neither was Youngster Joey.
And neither was Entertainment after the first 22 minutes.
Well, Youngster Joey God, that movie sucked. Youngster Joey didn't exist in Red and Green.
Did he not?
No, he's from
Gold
and Silver.
He was the Gold and Silver guy. The one who would not stop f***ing calling you. But it's goddamn Rattata.
Oh, God.
But it's the top percentage of Rattatas.
It's just like in my black and white, too, I got this chick that's calling me because she lost her f***ing phone, and I've got it. And I'm like, will you just come get this f***ing thing?
Wait, if she lost her phone, how is she calling you?
She found another phone and called the phone that she lost.
If she's got another phone, then what does she need with the other phone? She forget
because
about it.
Because the phone that she has is like an older version, and it doesn't have video. So... Dude, they thought of everything. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's like she wants the phone back because it's got video, but she's too f***ing busy to come get it. And so she just keeps calling, and she's like, hey, what's up? Yeah, totally. Oh, man, my partner needs me. I got to go. And you're like...
See what kind of videos are on that phone.
You're probably a her and her partner.
Oh, damn.
So steering back onto the show.
What was
that 2 foot tall Megazord prototype?
The same one that we saw last time.
I don't remember seeing it last time.
Still may or may not get released, so it doesn't matter. But what does matter is, starting with Super Megaforce, the Ranger figures are going back to 5-inch scale.
Oh, what? Oh, wait. So, 5-inch Gokaigers.
Yes.
Yep. With 2 points of articulation.
Pretty much, yeah.
I thought those were the 4-inch ones with the 2 points of articulation.
Oh, I don't know. I'm looking at a picture here of Gokai Green on steroids, and it's hilarious.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
So what are we thinking of the Gokai Megazord toys?
What?
Looks like Bandai of America Zords. Yay, consistency.
I don't know if I'm pleased or disappointed they found a way to make them worse than the Gokaiger toys.
I kind of dig that red Metalzord tank.
Yeah, what is with this red and blue thing? What are these? What are these things with header connections that are tripping me out?
More motorcycles. Just like regular Megaforce.
Yeah, but what? Anyway. All right, are there more pictures of the actual Megazords?
It was just the one on display.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing that one. So where? Give me pictures.
Just search for it.
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
Twitter, man.
I am actually lazy. Remember, I am lazy.
You're the lazy one, okay.
You bring it to me.
That's how Genie gets all the way.
I found new Megaforce toys today at Walmart.
Oh, really?
What did you find this time?
The movie headers and bikes sets.
Oh, yeah. I saw those the other day.
I did not see the missing middle Megazord part anywhere, so I don't know how that's being released.
Yep. Yeah, I saw the two bikes that come with two headers, but yeah, same deal. I think I saw those at Target. Yes. I could have my friend check. we have a DCPI for it.
If they're not already on clearance.
Always a possibility.
I have a friend that works at Target.
Is it about
and apparently the,
war?
The U.S. will have exclusive Ranger keys.
Yes, that is exciting news. And
they're being sold in packs of three.
Oh, okay.
Well, good. We don't have to get Girl Ranger keys that way.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
Girl Ranger keys.
There you go.
But hey, the Morpher is supposed to have like more sounds than the Moby Rate, so.
But will it be sounds that we want to hear, though?
No.
True.
I doubt it.
Since they are Power Rangers, no.
Like, how many different ways can we hear Power Rangers Samurai, Go, Go, Super Mega Force?
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. I mean, just because it's got more sounds, it means
maybe
it'll be worthwhile
just
sounds.
Be no ways.
No way!
I think what would make it an instant buy for me is if they play clips from every theme song.
Okay.
Yep,
however, that will not happen.
Yeah,
right. Yes,
the
because they are dumb.
Okay.
Well, they probably don't have the rights to do all of those.
Exactly.
No, I'm pretty sure they do.
There might be royalty
they have the
issues
to,
or something.
They had the rights to the shows, but can they use the music? It's like Disney had the rights to Saban shows, but they couldn't use the music.
Well, they have the music in the Legacy Morpher.
Do they?
Well, yeah, they do. It's not the exact music. It's been re-recorded, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Maybe enough to get around certain things.
Although, you know,
hey, I see
even if they just had, like, blippy, chip-tuny versions of the theme songs, I'd probably still go for that.
Actually, that would almost be cooler in a way.
Yeah.
You know, a decent chip-tune usually sounds pretty cool.
But if it was cooler, that definitely means they're not going to do it.
Yes.
Hmm. Well, the role-play toys are unfortunate.
Yeah, still, again, Bandai of America. But speaking of role-play toys and new reveals, we did see a couple new items from Japan and Kamen Rider Gaim this week, too.
Oh, the juicer belt?
Juicer?
Yes.
The Genesis driver.
Yes.
Wait, what? Who what now? I've missed
it's the It's a juicer driver.
Kamen Rider Gaim has a juice loosener henshin device.
Actually, I think it is, it's not Gaim's, it's Zangetsu's.
Actually, where? From the newest listings, it seems every one of the Gaim Riders can use this.
Well, of course.
Why
but
how does this work?
Initially, they were just advertising it as Zangets.
Well, you throw the lock seed into a blender. Add a little water, you know, just to smooth it out a little bit. And then when you're done, you have to go buy a new lock seed.
From your convenient lock seed drug dealer.
It's just like...
From your convenient...
It's just like taking
portrayed
this
con- by Lion Maru G.
It's just like taking this concept and pushing it just a little bit further.
Knows.
Just a little bit further. And then you have like a Cherry Rider and a Girl Peach Rider.
Yes. Mm. If the latest rumors are true, Gaim is now up to 9 Kamen Riders.
I don't think it's even rumors. It's like they're right here in the magazine scan.
Yeah, there's a picture right here in the corner.
There's a picture.
And
something.
Peach will probably last like 2 episodes and never be seen again.
Totally.
Because, you know, girls in Kamen Rider.
Also because Urobuchi likes Ryuki, and we're probably looking at something like that, where, you know, Ryuki would have riders that wouldn't stick around very long.
Mm.
Scissors.
But, you know, the worthwhile ones do stick around.
Yes.
Like Zelda.
So the new ones are Cherry, Peach, Lemon, and Pinecone.
Pinecone's not a... never mind.
Neither is Acorn.
Yeah.
We're going with the
fruit.
Yeah, we're going with the broad definition of fruit here.
We're just going.
It's
going
to run out eventually.
Well, they're just tackling the entire produce department at this point.
What produce department sells pine cones?
I wonder how long you'd have to cook a pine cone.
Well, fall sometimes.
Maybe if you steamed a pine cone long enough.
Well, that would make it open up and release its seeds.
Yep.
Hot.
Then it would be delicious.
Hot seed.
Hot.
Steamy hot seed.
For more on that, JD.
Hot seed everywhere.
We should have someone test this. Do they have pine cones in Sweden?
Oh my.
Oh my.
So I suspect like the Gaim's final form is gonna be like a fruit salad form. And he's got like a Carmen Ryder, Carmen Miranda.
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh, just don't Carmen
Miranda.
Don't ask to see his fruit basket. That's a whole different thing.
So who's gonna toss his fruit salad?
TJ, obviously.
Candidates already from the first two episodes.
They ought to do like Kick Hopper and Punch Hopper and have like the kiwis. And
oh
then
my god!
With banana, and that would be epic.
Banana kiwi.
Because it's like a penis.
But then why not just go straight to a plantain?
That's an intro quote, isn't it?
It's more filling.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, do you think... I wonder if banana would feel inadequate next to plantain.
Okay, now, I kind of lost track. Do we have a lime writer yet?
I don't think so.
So add one of those.
It's inevitable.
Add one of those, have it team up with coconut.
Coconut.
Oh, God.
This is going to be the worst year.
Oh, man.
For the best year.
But how many coconuts are there? But are there going to be more than one coconuts?
No, so far we just have Gratin as the coconut, and he hasn't really been introduced yet. So apparently he's the writer's favorite,
so
that
you
could
can't
mean
have
very
a role
bad things.
Then. Yeah, well, Urbici, so that's not a good sign for him.
At least it's not in a way.
Well...
Guy was really pretty fantastic right now.
Oh, and the last thing we have to report is, unfortunately, the weather dopant passed away over the weekend.
No!
We're safe!
Oh.
Saka!
Oh.
We're finally safe from his evil. He'll never, ever come back to haunt us.
Godspeed, bro. He was pretty badass.
Yeah.
He was a scary motherfucker.
Apparently he was
Wait.
Big voice
Or is he scarier now that he's dead?
Oh,
crap.
He is not bound by... the laws of normal physics.
He can grope breasts anywhere now.
Yes.
At least he only suffered for 9.8 seconds.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh.
Da 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 da. Insensitivity.
Very nice.
I guess somebody had to do it, huh?
Yes.
Just that was the sword there.
It was either going to be him or Fort Max.
Well, yeah.
And if Paladin doesn't make the bad jokes, I mean, what else can he
then
do?
Then I steal the bad jokes.
Mm.
Oh, he runs them into the ground.
Yeah.
Like a dead horse.
Like beating the ground with a dead
Leave horse. JD's mother out of this.
Oh.
No, horse, not whores.
Yes.
Same difference.
Wow.
Garu's already finished.
Wow.
Well, don't forget Forze's dead whore.
Yeah, best character in that show. I think she'll come back to her every week of her corpse just lying there in the apartment.
During the countdown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still there.
Every time he transforms, it just flashes back over there.
Oh my god.
Insensitivity.
All the other horoscopes are dead too. They never got him off the M-bus.
No, they're just asleep.
Yeah, sure.
On a space station with no more oxygen.
Can you imagine? Guys! Oh... 10 years later, like this space exploration group, we like, hey, look at this. We look inside, it's just people frozen and floating with horrible looks on their faces.
No, somebody would have eaten the other people. And...
Oh, totally. That's a good point.
And I'm thinking it'd probably be what's her name.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Because, you know, she'd take one look at cancer and think, hey, crab legs.
Mmm.
But anyway. Cancer patients like seafood.
Dead silence.
Wow. Crickets.
Paladin's on a roll tonight.
We haven't even gotten to Gaim yet.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Well, I'm a little concerned.
You should be.
Maybe we should have done Pokemon.
Oh, I haven't stopped yet.
Me either.
I'm just...
I'm fighting a Bionicle. They don't same as I remember.
I'm taking some of my breeds and just endlessly wonder trading them.
I tried to take on the fourth gym and got my ass handed to me.
Every time I get a Scatterbug, I set it aside because I'm going to evolve it and see if it's one of the different ones.
Okay.
I don't even think I caught one of those.
Yeah, I did. I've got the butterfly thing.
It's like 15 different kinds.
Really?
It's actually surprisingly helpful.
Yeah, it depends on the region that you are in, and each one has a different pattern on their wings.
I thought that the pattern looked different. That's awesome.
Yep. Most of America only has four different patterns.
What?
One of them is exclusive to Hawaii.
Wow. Aloha.
Yeah.
So, Fort Max, what happened in Mega Force this week?
Oh, so bad.
I didn't pay attention.
Blob guy and blue fur guy got blown up.
Yeah, they got blown up by Ghostsay Ultimate.
By the Ranger's base.
Yeah, because...
They have the new Megazord now.
The episode was called Ghostsay Ultimate.
Oh, I wonder what was going to happen in it.
Yeah, really. That's like Japanese style, like burying the lead kind of like episode title.
Ultra Magnus dies.
Ultra Magnus dies.
Earth gets invaded yet again.
Koji Kabuto dies in lava.
Now that was the best title because it's an outright lie.
Oh, it wasn't true? Oh crap!
Exactly.
Bait and switch.
I like it when shows just like outright.
I've seen those videos before.
That.
Oh, it's a switch. Yeah, this episode was so bad. Yeah, I don't even remember why it was bad.
So they stopped trying, or were they ever trying? Or
I mean, they're not.
It's Megaforce, so you know the answer to that one.
It definitely feels like they're trying to get through Ghost Sager stuff.
At least that's what you hope.
Because haven't they already finished airing Megaforce in, like, France?
Did they?
Possibly. I mean, we're up to episode 14 now. So...
So there's six left.
Yeah, and, I mean, it really does. It's like, whatever. They're not even bothering with much story. It's like, yeah, mutants, yeah, stuff. Okay, whatever. Can we just get past
Roll
this?
Roll the footage!
Sell the toys!
There's... pirates coming, kids. All right. We promise you
they'll be much more awesome than this
if you'll stick around.
We're kind of overlooking something here. Maybe Saban doesn't like Ghost Sager either, so they don't really care what they do with it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I think there's a couple of things. I think one, they're trying to just get through and get maybe a little more caught up. I have no idea if that's true or not, but...
Well, do you remember...
The first couple episodes felt like they were, you know, trying a little bit.
The first time we ever heard of the rule that they can't skip Sentai series was when it came time to adapt Ghost Sager.
Since they probably wanted to.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's probably when they found out they can't skip series.
It might have been because they wanted to actually use the anniversary series for their anniversary, too.
Yeah.
But then they couldn't.
They're
like, oh,
And then it f***ing backfired because they had no idea how to plan a f***ing anniversary series.
Well, it was their fault for, like, f***ing around with...
2010?
And
that was Disney.
Oh, well, yeah.
Whatever. But it is someone's fault, and it sucked, so...
Well, it's Saban's fault for selling to Disney in the first place.
There you go.
It's Saban's fault for going out of business, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, it kind of is their fault for going out of business.
On his lawn.
So, anyway, so yeah, I think that it really just kind of seems like they're trying to get through this shit.
Yeah, that 6-month break between episodes 8 and 9 of Megaforce kind of hurt things.
Well, it also hurt things, but they didn't help.
But, I mean, it's just, I think it's just like, okay, let's get through this shit. There's the toys, buy this. And, you know, it does seem like they've got a decent Toy Blitz coming out for Gokaiger. I mean, that seems to be where they're putting all their money. So, bravo.
Execute.
That's a smart... You found an execute?
Got one in Wonder Trade, yes.
Sweet.
I don't need one. I keep telling myself I don't need one. Like, I have a grass fighting type. I need a... Seriously,
but he becomes a palm tree that lays eggs.
I know, it's so fast.
I can get you almost anything I get, probably.
I need
it's a female, too.
Well, I was looking at my types versus the gems coming up, and that's what I'm trying to figure out.
How does an execute give birth?
I don't want to think about it.
It lays an egg.
Oh, God! That's horrible.
From where?
I don't think about it. It just breaks apart part of itself off.
Yeah, one of its...
Are they like Russian nesting dolls?
No, like it grows an egg where it's one of its heads are, and then that turns into an egg. Yeah. And then when the egg hatches, more eggs come out of it.
So cut off one head, two still remain?
Totally.
It's an egg hydra.
We've been doing news for 45 minutes. Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, yeah, Megaforce
sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Megaforce sucks, and we just need to get the Gokaiger. So hold your breath, kids. And
just... Oh, that'll suck, too.
Yeah, probably.
Gokaiger? No. Anyway, I just want the toys. I'm already disappointed in the roleplay stuff, so I'm not getting any of that shit.
I'm getting the keys.
But I'm getting the key. I'm sorry, yes. I am getting the Moby Raiden keys.
No, I like that the keys are spring-loaded, but there's no button. It's just pressure release.
No, that's bad.
Why?
You hold it and just tap it, and it'll flip the key the legs up like they do within the show. That's good.
Yeah, but then it's going to wear out. So the pressure piece is going to wear out, and eventually it won't stay open.
Or will it not stay closed?
No, it won't. Yes, it won't stay. I guess it's closed. Whatever. It won't stay where it'll be standing, basically. It'll stay in its key state.
Then you so once again, Megaforce doesn't have a leg to stand on.
You just need to buy more toys that have key slots so you have someplace to store all your keys.
Right.
No problem.
You really need to buy one Moby Raider for every key.
Right.
Yes. So for every key that you get. So kids, tell your mom and dad.
So how many keys does the Moby Raider come with?
Two, I believe. Didn't it?
That's it?
So you need two Moby Raider for every Moby Raider.
The original Moby Raider
came... No, you...
The original Moby Raider came with three. It was Go On Red, Shinken Red, and Gokai Red.
Oh god, yeah. There'll be an infinite... You'll be stuck in an infinite loop.
The Super Mega Force one just comes with Gokai Red and Tyranoranger.
Right.
Moby Raider Recursion.
You're like, okay, well, I need to buy another one, but now I've got four. Oh my god, now I need to buy four more.
Smash cut to like, you know, this arm of Moby Raider falling out the front door. His arm sticking out from them.
Oh god. And then eventually he just like goes back and like tears out two of the keys. The package. I'll take it. Oh, thank you. Would you like one that isn't? No!
We can replace it for you. Really?
No!
but we're just trying to provide customer service.
And they're just like, they take it without his consent. Like, no, that's fine. Fine.
Take it!
So I guess it's time to talk about Kamen Rider Gaim.
Superhero Gaim!
The best new show
Gaim.
Ever.
You gotta start with that.
It's everything we hoped it would be.
For the first episode.
And then some.
We said that about Wizard, so.
Well, yes.
No, we... Huh?
Well, we grudgingly tolerated Wizard at first.
Wizard's first episode was promising.
Yes, it was.
And then it ran itself into the f***ing ground.
And yes, then...
Wizard's first episode
almost
was...
immediately.
Wizard's first episode was great. They just kept airing it over and over again, and, you know, it got boring.
For 53 episodes.
Introduced Shinpei, and we should have known something was going very, very wrong at that point.
I figured out what's wrong with Wizard, though. It's too long. It's a 26-episode series drug out into,
so
like...
Wizard is Transformers Energon.
Wizard is Digimon Frontier.
Yes.
If so Wizard was, is bad.
If Wizard... Yes. If Wizard was half as long as it was and they cut out all of the filler unimportant episodes...
They'd have nothing left.
No, I think, no. If they cut out all the episodes the head writer did, you'd have a good series.
Okay, yeah. so if they mega forced Wizard, you'd have a good series.
And if you took out the two-episode mandate for every single plot, made it...
Okay. Mandate, not man-date. Okay.
Right, mandate.
Well, Wizard had that at one point, too.
I really think if you could cut out about half a series, it would be good. Like, I think you could still hit the major plot points and be
Giant
happy.
Is doing it and do away with the two-episode necessity for every single plot.
And that's one of the smartest things they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I told you.
So, Mickey, why don't you run through Gaim for us?
Okey-doke. All right, so we open up with the samurai warriors.
Ronin warriors.
And fruit for
yeah. me. Yeah, they're all about to... The battle will be joined in honor and glory and conquering shit.
It's the Second Rider War.
Yeah, it's interesting that, Ryugen is displayed as subservient to Zangetsu, though. He doesn't have his own army. Even though
Which
he's
is funny. Interesting...
Although
what else we've heard about him?
Yeah, apparently. But,
so Banana's on a motorcycle and Gaim's on a horse, and they've got armies of Pokemons behind them.
Also, okay, also, so that makes Baron, Banana Date Masamune.
Also, Baron has Greedon behind him. I just noticed.
And there's some nutty-looking chick with one red eye.
So hey, Koyomi did come back to life.
Well, she did not say no. She just lived more.
Yes.
Ah, the theme.
Ah, yes.
And that single doesn't come out till December.
Damn.
I really like the theme.
Yeah.
It's a good theme.
Yeah, the intro's great.
It seems differently directed.
Cat
than...
drugs?
Well, it's different. The theme is set up differently than some of the previous ones.
It feels kind of more like the first sort of Heisei.
It's kind
yeah.
of Heisei, a.
It reminds me of kind of like a blend of Ryuki and Blades. Like, yeah. Just less milk.
Which is also different, and that's what really matters right now.
You have Lux instead of milk or broccoli.
Wait, who had broccoli?
Ryuki had a random shot of broccoli.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
It's there.
You're not supposed to remember it. It's subliminal. Yeah.
It's there for like a split second.
Although I might have just put it out of my mind intentionally because I never liked Ryuki's theme.
I like Ryuki's theme.
Yeah, Ryuki has a good theme.
No.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you're wrong.
No, and I'll just edit out any disagreement anyway.
Okay, moving right along. In the middle of the mall, there's a child crying.
And Kota is Godai, apparently.
Yes. He comes up to the kid, grabs him, and says, "Sometimes life sucks, but you gotta deal with it."
I like this guy.
Yes. 15 seconds in, he's more of a character than Haruto was.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
And yeah, I know.
Also, he's unafraid to accost crying children in public.
And he's kind of sort of being Godai, but his message is coming across completely different.
Yeah. Messaging is different, but he reminds me a bit of him.
But flash forward in episode 2 a little bit, he keeps up this message consistently of, if you want to make a change, you need to do it yourself.
But it's not one of those things where he's annoying about it.
No, it's just more like an honest belief he has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
It's not
like
forced.
That. Yeah, I like
and
that.
It's a functional belief.
Yes.
Yeah, Urobuchi is usually really good about that. Like, characters have strong beliefs, but they're not really always overriding. To the point where, oh god, shut up. Like,
So,
like hey, Ocean Red.
Hey. Sorry.
He reunites the kid with his mom, and then we smash cut to Japanese Ruby Rod. And he is super green.
I'm gonna translate that for those of us who don't speak old man.
That's the fifth element.
That old, is it?
It's kind of old.
It's from the 90s.
Oh.
It's not as old as, say, Star 20 Wars.
20 years ago.
It's from the early 90s.
Still 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Still, it's Ruby Rod, and you need to know Ruby Rod because he's amazing. It's Chris Tucker's only good role. It's the reason why he was able to get all those shitty roles for a lot of money later on.
He's got a point.
But he is, well, speaking of the 90s, in this world, it is the 90s, just by how Team Gaim is dressed.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah, they are.
They got some Dayglo yellow mixed with blue and black and white checkers. It's 1991 all over again.
Now, I watched this first episode with Amanda, and I didn't pay attention much to the dancing, but I know that she did.
Of course.
So I asked her, I was like, so how is the dancing? And if I'm not mistaken, there was something on the lines of, like, Special Olympics for the Mickey Mouse Club.
And I still think they're actually better dancers than the Kyoryugers with their engine scene.
That goes without saying.
I don't know, yeah. But anyway, apparently it's very bad, so.
Well, that's not surprising.
It might be because these people have rhythm.
Also, it's very bad because Team Gaim is also, like, last in the ratings, apparently.
Yeah.
And for good reason, looking at the rest of this.
There's a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah.
And they do not have
attitude.
One thing that is interesting about this, and it's not much of a spoiler because he is in the opening and it shows who he is, Ryugen is there and he's through the entire episode, but he's always in the background. They never focus on him. Ever. Mm.
So he's going to be like the beacon of Gaim, isn't he?
I don't know. It's like,
in the middle of the dance routine, all of a sudden, record scratch. Here comes Team Baron to interrupt their flow.
Right. Shattered glass marvelous.
Oh, totally.
And I love Team Baron style. They got pinstripe pants. It's all very gangster in 30s. It's pretty awesome.
I mean, they got some swagger.
Yeah. Swagger.
Looks like they should be snapping their fingers talking about the Jets and the Sharks.
Ken, you're not allowed to use the term swagger. That's just
Have you seen Kung Fu Hustle?
Oh my god.
Not recently, but yeah, I think so.
They're like the Axe Gang dancing in the beginning.
It's like I should immediately hate these guys, but I can't for some reason.
Yeah.
I know, they're kind of great. I'm like, Team Gaim sucks. I want to be with these Baron dudes. Underdogs. I want to be a winner.
So there's conflict on the dance floor, and I'm all excited, thinking, "Oh yeah, dance off to the death,
breakdance fighting."
Yes, but no.
The Pokemon battle.
Time for Pokemon.
See, everyone is selling Pokemon.
Speaking of which, I just got a Froakie back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody Wonder traded a Froakie.
And how Wonder trade works?
I Wonder traded out. Five of them earlier. Yeah, I have extra.
You got one of yours back?
I don't know. I might have.
Check the number on it.
Oh, I didn't check, actually.
Yeah, always record the serial numbers of your Pokemon.
Totally.
That's like Trainer 101. I mean, come on.
That way you know how to file an insurance claim if one of your Pokemon gets stolen or damaged.
Yeah.
Damaged? Oh my god. I left this thing alone with Professor Sycamore for 10 minutes and it's never been the same. We're going to give you an exam.
That's where you're gonna cough.
Give you this Mega Ball?
I will just move these around a bit.
So Team Gaim is kicking ass in the Pokemon battle. Team Baron's up to shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
They slingshot the Loxheed out of What's-Her-Bitch's hand, which allows her invest to go berserk and start murdering everyone in the crowd, which is awesome.
It's like the invest turns into, that kind of looks kind of weird, and she's like, oh my god, how horrifying.
Yeah, this is like, well, this little Pokemon battle is weird. Oh my god, it's killing everyone!
Trying
who
to,
anyway. See, who would have thought that something
Japan. They don't have safety standards for their toys.
Yeah, I know, this is like the worst product. Okay.
Who would possibly think that something that emerges from a zipper in reality could be dangerous?
Yeah, and oh my god.
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. But in Japan, this is perfectly normal. Well, I love it, like, and later, there's just a moment, too, later where Kota's just like, and what are these invest thing anyway? No, everybody just keeps using shit. They don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, and that's kind of great, honestly.
Don't ask
people in this city are kind of dumb.
Kota's the only one that's kind of like, you know, this could be dangerous.
Now, to be fair, though, Kota's the only one that was smart enough not to be a street dancer anymore.
True.
He got not just one job, two. At
got
least.
Jobs. Yeah.
He's like the anti-agey.
Yeah.
God. Which is a good thing to be.
Well, and like Maya's beef with him too later. She's like, you quit to be responsible.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm liking this guy more and more by the scene.
It's like, it makes you wonder, like, what? Something's going to go horribly, horribly wrong. And I think it's going to happen soon.
I'm imagining the guy in Wizard crossover movie where he's like, so I work at the curry place and I work at the painting place and the other place. Like, what do you do? Like,
I get around at an antique shop.
I hang out at an antique shop.
I eat donuts.
I don't work at an antique
shop. Well,
I just
what about your hobbies? I used to be a street dancer and I wanted to be a responsible adult.
I'm a Kamen Rider.
Of course, I only call myself a Kamen Rider in crossovers, but I'm a wizard, I guess.
Yeah,
a wizard. Oh, okay.
But I didn't do anything.
Can I team up with Forza?
Yeah, guy is like,
you need an O's.
Where's that Forza guy? Oh, this is looking really good right now.
Like O's would be kind of interesting because like they're like polar opposites.
Mm-hmm.
Outlooks.
Or Shodaro could hang out. They could hang out.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, dude, they would totally, like, have beers and shit. That would be awesome.
Well, yeah, Shotaro will hang out with anybody.
Well, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Except Akiko.
Well, that's fine. He pawned her off on Ryu.
You know, he totally gets, like, invites to shit, and he's like, oh, I lost it. I don't know where the hell that went.
Do you think Ryu knocked her up yet or no?
Oh, totally. Like, 4 times. He's pounding that.
9.8 seconds.
Yeah, that's got to be the bummer. Like, the good news is you found yourself a hunky Japanese guy. The bad news is it's always under 10 seconds.
How many times has he hit in the clit in 10 seconds, though?
Yeah.
Like, a billion?
God. I don't know.
It may be 10 seconds, but it's 10 seconds of straight hard orgasm.
God. What can happen?
Meanwhile, back in Gaim, Team Baron is hanging out their palatial pimp palace, being all awesome and talking about strength and weakness and shit. Meanwhile, Team Gaim is hanging out in their beat-up garage, being lame losers.
I'm funky with the Barons here. I'm like, yeah, these guys got it going on.
Yeah.
Well, Gaim does kind of have an awesome classic car, but it doesn't look like it's running.
No. And all they do is sit around.
The doors
around.
Work on it, though.
But, like, half of the team is...
Oh, yeah, sitting. That's the important part.
They're just like, man, we were great when we had Kota. Oh.
Yeah.
So,
it makes sense, too, because
to
Kota's, Kota's obviously the only one who's self-motivated.
Leader can meet up with their drug dealer, I mean, lock dealer.
Lion Gaim, Maru.
Gaim memory dealer?
No. It's Lion Maru.
Let's just go with drug dealer.
Does he work?
And also, he's kind of no. They're hanging out with their whore.
How about this creepy Yggdrasil Corporation?
And then a commercial comes on TV. What a
for Smart Brain.
Yeah, Smart Brain. Oh,
so there's
my
your other Heisei reference.
Well, and it's kind of like I'm watching this and I'm going, okay, Yggdrasil. Yggdrasil is like Norse mythology that invokes concepts of Ragnarok. Oh, shit.
This is going to be bad.
And of course, we've got lots of fruit.
Not going to end well.
Well, it's Urobuchi. Of course, it's not.
This is going to be very, very bad. Lots of people are going to die.
Who's getting their head
and
torn?
And I love this hopefully ridiculous building, too.
Yeah, it's shaped like a tree.
Yeah, it's shaped like a tree as well.
Hold on a second.
Why is this figure art in this picture broken?
Which one?
The Hurricaneer blue.
Sorry.
You broke it?
I don't know. It's missing a hand.
Okay, anyway, back in Gaim. proven this is once again going to be a good Kamen Rider series. The main Kamen Rider has an older sister.
Yeah.
And she is?
Sailor Mercury?
Yep. From Pretty Guardians here.
So she's probably a little crazy.
Yay! Probably. At least we know she can act.
But he's whining about being an adult, and she says, nut up, and then she punches him in the nuts.
I like her.
Yeah. Well, spoiler, kid, adulthood sucks.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, why didn't we have a person like this around for Wizard? You know?
Yeah.
Some shit might have got done.
Instead, you have just the old man nobody listens to, and Shunpei, and Rinko, and Koyami.
So he goes off to go work his multiple jobs of being Fry from Futurama and wandering a set from a Three Stooges short.
God.
Meanwhile, Teen Gaim's leader, Blondie, we'll call him because I'm not going to bother to remember his name.
Yuya,
yeah.
Yeah, Blondie.
He's important later, so you might have to learn his name.
No.
Nonsense.
He's good. Somebody with a mysterious disappearance could possibly be important.
Look, just because he's about to disappear into Zipper World does not mean he's important.
No.
He'll never be mentioned again.
Nobuhiko?
I promise you.
Nobuhiko!
Anyway, so he's meeting with Kirihiko to pick up the driver for the show. And he sends out a text to what's her name and Kota to come meet him to go check out this awesome driver so they can all become Kamen Riders together.
Totally.
Yeah. It'll be rad. Trust him.
But tubular.
Gnarly.
So they show up at a desolate building full of magical Oz flowers. And
someone
oh, this is a different reality. Let's walk into it.
So, and another thing that reminds me of Madoka would be this.
Jesus left his fly open.
It looks like the stuff from the other side of the zipper is starting to spill out into the normal world.
Yeah.
See, you know, they're accustomed to these zippers open reality, and they know that monsters jump out of them, and when they escape, they kill people.
You know, it looks like
at least hesitate about walking into this world.
But no,
but see, that's what I like about Coda, though, is that he has a certain amount of. I mean, he's not only observant. No, he's very observant. He's very.
No, he has both.
He's very deductive.
And we'll get to
extremely curious, you know.
Which is actually my favorite part of the episode in just a minute.
Yeah.
His deductive ability.
Oh, man. Is just awesome.
Okay, but inside Zipper World, things are kind of weird looking. It's got some bizarre effect on
things.
It's
like Dayglow fluorescent Hibiki episode.
It's acid. It's Kamen Rider on it.
There's an odd edge enhancement going on to things.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's shrooms.
Sure.
So they find bizarre Oz fruit, and Kota almost takes a bite, but then they get ambushed. They run away. They find the Sengoku driver.
Here's what's interesting, though, about that moment, though. It wasn't like – that wasn't almost curiosity. That was almost like compulsion.
Yeah. The fruit wants him to eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's how it works in their world.
So that's – but that's what it was weird because there was like – that seemed important. Like,
well, yeah, that's probably –
if you eat the fruit, it will not turn you into an invest at all.
Exactly. And that's where Blondie went.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the monster.
Probably.
Maybe.
Now the question is, will they go that dark?
Probably. Yes.
God, let's hope so.
That would indeed be different.
Have someone die?
Not like in
sure.
Fies, everyone. It's not like Fies didn't have. I'm being a monster a requirement for being a writer.
And being dead a requirement for being a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that was like 10 years ago, so.
Yeah, it was a little different.
But right now, the monster of the week is chasing
died. On. Like, I just got done with O's, and like tons of people die in O's. You
totally.
Know, just bystanding
yeah,
people.
And Urobuchi is known for kind of wholesale slaughtering characters, if he feels like it. So. There's that.
Sweet.
Yeah, if you ever watch Madoka, that will pretty much crush your soul by the end of it.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Chased by cat, jade, monster.
Yeah,
thing.
So they leave people-shaped dust clouds behind as they run back to reality. Completely forgetting that their friend is trapped in there. But, you know, f*** him.
Totally, dude, in the ass.
This thing is shooting lasers and blowing everything up. It's going to kill us. We're out of here.
Yeah. Good luck,
so
bro.
Then they haste. And then Kota, being a hero, tells what's her bitch. So, you go. I will stay here and protect you and distract it.
And I like, before he did that, he's like looking at the lock seed. He's looking at the driver. He's like looking at the back of the lock seed, looking at the indentation on the driver.
He's casually fingering both of them.
These look similar. Then he runs.
Oh, we also missed his Henshin line earlier when he was talking to his sister, which was also awesome.
Very similar, but...
I mean, he's going to come by Henshin organically. Oh, God.
But yes, it's nice that you see him start to put the driver together in his head before he actually does it.
And it does take a minute or so afterwards. It doesn't, like, instantly, oh, this happens there. It's when he's about to die.
Yeah, I mean, he's under duress, under stress. Well, I mean, he puts the belt on by accident.
He gets thrown through a fence.
And it gets strapped on him.
He does the actor himself, actually.
Bye, Ken.
We can't hear what you're saying, but I understand what you're saying. He realistically arrives at these conclusions rather than artificially.
Yeah.
Ken?
Yeah. Ken, if you can hear us, try reconnecting.
Ken's not here right now.
Ken, if you can hear us, blink once. If you can't hear us, blink twice.
If you'd like to leave a message, please hang up and try again. If you need help, please call your operator.
And there he goes.
Yay.
Dun. Well, he's gone. So Kota, right before he dies, figures out, oh, I should hook this lock into the belt and move this little play knife over it and slice it open. Because that makes perfect sense. And it does, and the sky zippers open and an orange falls on his head.
Am I an orange now?
I like that even he has no idea what the f*** is going on here.
Yes,
well, and
don't
that
mind
is
the song.
You know,
but he
again,
has no one to tell him don't mind the song.
That was something I kind of liked from Forze, though, when it's and O's was like that as well, where it's sort of like you see them at the beginning, unlike Wizard, where it's like, oh yeah, I got this down. Wing wing, you know, shabadooey. Whatever.
Well, Wizard at the beginning, though, he was already skilled, though.
But that's what I'm saying. You skip over the whole part where he actually, like, learns to be a writer, you know?
Oh, no, I'm sure he never learned to be a writer. He just naturally was that all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's the most boring possible thing, so...
So anyway, then we go into writer fight time, him showing off all his powers and sweet-ass moves. We get... Are we disconnecting everyone now? What's going on?
No.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Apparently, Ken just doesn't want to come back.
There. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, we get an interesting fight at, I don't know, I'm going to call it a milk refinery because I don't know what the f*** else this building is full of pipes.
That's fine.
And we get a nice helicopter shot.
That must have cost.
Yeah.
Yes.
Either that or they just had a traffic helicopter swing by.
when suddenly that crazy blonde bitch from the opening out shows up, and oh, it's his best friend from Gaim, but she's blonde and has a red eye now.
So it's her shattered glass version.
She's some kind of harbinger of doom, and she's dressed like a Final Fantasy character full of belts.
She's cosplaying White Wizard.
Doesn't Final Fantasy and Harbinger of Doom go hand in hand?
Pretty much, yeah.
If it was Final Fantasy, though, she would actually be a guy and look like that.
No, that would be the spoiler for the end of it.
No, did some of them it would be a girl, particularly if it had any awesome dress-up battle mechanism.
Yeah, because I think Final Fantasy VII had a girl in the lead, right?
13?
She was 13?
Probably.
Don't mind me.
Don was really interested in that one, JD.
And so he defeats the monster, and he's happy that he's finally transformed.
This is going to make his life great!
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Next week on Gaim, pulverize and destroy.
Yeah!
I do like the sound when he first starts the orange fight, though. Path of Blossoms to the stage!
Yes.
It took me a while to get into the first episode. I had to watch it a couple of times.
The second time was bad.
And at the end of the first episode, I still wasn't 100% sold. But after episode two, I'm completely sold on the show now.
Yes.
I haven't seen episode two yet. I did download it, but
it's amazing.
It's amazing. That's good.
Yeah, it's one of the best Kamen Rider episodes I've seen in a very long time.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'll have to go watch
it. When you listen like unanimously straight up, that makes me hopeful.
Bye, Ken.
I completely agree.
Mickey has not Cylon'd once tonight, and Ken, meanwhile.
He's dropping it like it's hot.
Ken, stop twerking and get back to podcasting.
The trio!
Testing?
You're fine
so
for the moment,
so
but with a sense of importance, you'll break up again.
Shit.
Ooh, someone traded me a Doug Trio.
That's random.
Trio.
So it's my execute, so.
I might keep this Doug Trio.
See, a Gaim looks fun.
Gaim's gonna be fun, I think.
Always.
Hopefully it doesn't
start to die.
Hopefully it doesn't turn to crap after 13 episodes.
That's always a worry now.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it's been greatly entertaining for two episodes.
I think, though, if, you know, we can get through the first 13 episodes before giving up on it, we'll be in time for the next Sentai. So, you know, we can just kind of continue on without interruption.
Well, here's the good signs we got with Gaim. We already have a lot of character developed.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of motivations going on.
Yeah, character, he has, like, more motivation than Harb and Eiji combined just out of the first episode, it feels like.
Bye, Ken.
And they have motivations outside of the Kamen Rider plot with the whole Warriors Dance Gangs thing.
Yes, they're definitely planting a lot of seeds for future stories.
Oh,
shut
my
up. God. Shut up.
Oh, God.
I get your drops.
Amazing. This is like dueling garbled. Oh my god, it's like AOL speak.
Terrible puns.
Okay, so let's take a break and see if Ken can get himself back together while everyone goes back to playing Pokemon for a little bit.
Oh, I can play Pokemon again? Good.
Into this Wonder Trade thing,
you were supposed to stop?
You should battle again, Mickey.
I'm trying to catch a Talo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, crap, where are they at?
They're on top of that first mountain you climb up.
Shit. I don't learn fly until I get the next damn gym badge.
Why aren't you using Talonflame anyway?
I'm using him. I just can't fly until I earn the badge.
Oh, well then why do you care about Talo?
He was one of my favorites back from the Ruby and Sapphire gen.
Yeah. He's no Staraptor.
I'm raising one of them, too.
Staraptor is a f***ing beast.
made the mistake of putting him and Fletchinder in the daycare at the same time. Fletchinder lost his only fire-type move.
Lame.
I really need to find more TMs.
Superhero time.
Well, since you said the magic word.
Ruining jokes for everyone.
Longer. Come on, hang in there.
And now back to action with Superhero Time.
So this week on Power Playback is a thing I couldn't watch.
Really?
So instead, here's Fort Max singing the Time Ranger theme.
Okay.
Beyond all space and time.
Beyond the future, blackest of all, out of our dreams, into our souls. When the clocks are ticking down to timeless eternity, how many single moments do you believe have counted after all? We're taking fate and fortune into our own two hands, yeah. 'Cause in this crazy city, there is a awakening breeze to blow. It's coming, Time Ranger, bring us hope. And spread it all across the naked ground. It's like a shooting fire, like showering sparks all around. More than 1,000, more than 1,000,000, beyond the count of billions and trillions. Living in the now, we children of the future. We feel it coming. A new tomorrow, farewell to fear, farewell to sorrow, wake up!
Oh cool, I just found X-Scissor.
Spiky shield.
Okay, so who wants to do the Time Ranger summary? Great, JD, you're nominated.
Okay, so...
just a surprise Paladin for once.
And in normal JD fashion, I will be doing these all from memory.
While playing Pokemon.
While playing Pokemon, actually, yes. No, I'm going to save. I'll be fine. Okay, so first episode. So there's this kind of like, the bad guys, I don't know who the f*** they are. I'm watching the show.
They're gangsters.
Anyway.
So leave it at that.
They're gangsters, and one of them like shapeshifts.
The
I don't know.
Future
and she's like,
gangsters.
And she's like, hey, one of them kind of looks like this, but he has up hair, and then the other one's got blue hair and the others. And so the assassin chick is like, so you don't really know what the f*** they look like or where they are. And they're like, yeah.
No.
And she's like, okay, it's 7 million apiece. And dude's like, no problem. And bitch is all, what? And he's like, nah, it's all cool. She's got it. Let's go party. So they go party. So bitch goes off to go kill these people. And, meanwhile, the Time Rangers are doing whatever the f*** it is that they do. And,
which is anything that pays, really.
Yeah.
Mercenaries. It's pretty badass. It's like, congratulations, you've become a time cop from the future. You will now live in the past and do shitty work. And
they
have
to... They do have a nicer place to live than the Time Force Rangers, though.
This is true. Yeah. And in the meantime, you have to like work a shitty like you yeah. Good luck. You don't even get your ships. Like we're gonna send them to you from the future when you need them. But wait a minute, the future. So how do they know when you? Never mind. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey, whatever. just go with it. Anyway, So sniper chick. So meanwhile, they're like all up in arms because some chick that like took all these pictures of him that I guess appeared in an earlier episode that we didn't watch. And apparently she's all hung up on Time Yellow. And if I'm not mistaken, she thinks Time Yellow is Time Blue. And Time Yellow is not. And
spoilers.
So...
they bang later on.
No.
That's not a spoiler. We've all seen Gokaiger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we saw Gokaiger.
Yeah, we so, explained what that was all about then.
So is she going to find
remember,
out...
he's the guy who did the nasty and the pasty.
So am I wrong on that, though? Like, she thinks Time Yellow is actually the guy that's Time... blue? Or is that, I don't know.
No, pictures, I think you're wrong about that.
I don't know. The pictures are all screwed up. It didn't matter. Anyway, could be Time Yellow because he's a doofus. Anyway, so, yeah. So anyway, so she's pining. So they're like pissed off because she's got this whole article with all these pictures of him and says they're going to interview him and they're like, the f*** we are. And yeah, meanwhile, she's talking to her like her editor, who apparently fabricated
Jonah Jameson.
Really? And he's like, fabricated this whole story. And she's like, the f***, I told you I wasn't going to do this shit. And he's like, oh, come on. You know, you want to. And she's like, no. So anyway, so she goes off and goes home. And then on the way, like, is pining after Time Yellow. And like, oh my gosh, he's so amazing. And I want to have his babies. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And.
spoiler, she will.
So, yeah, and then she, like, goes home and then, like, gets accosted by the sniper
and
chick.
And shot at. Don't forget shot at.
Yeah, yeah, shot at and accosted by the sniper chick who's like, hey, and this is, like, where I wasn't watching very much, but but she's all like, hey, tell me where the Time Rangers are. And she's like, die in a fire. And, yeah, so she's like, well, I'll just kidnap you. And so, anyway, so she ends up sitting in the middle of, there's probably unimportant things. The whole team, like, they go to, like, spy on her, and then in the process of spying on her, they figure out she's been kidnapped. So that seems kind of creepy. Yeah, and
that
they do
their plan.
We meant to do this.
Yes.
How did you know I was kidnapped? Never mind.
Don't mind us. We didn't. So.
No.
So. Invade your privacy or anything.
No.
We're police, you know.
Yeah. Police are the future. But aren't you handymen? Shh.
Shh. Quiet.
We're all kind of things, baby.
Intro quote.
Totally. So, yeah. So, anyway. So, yes. So, meanwhile, she ends up. Bait is basically what she ends up. She gets an explosive collar put around her neck. I swear I saw this in a movie once. And she has an explosive collar placed around her neck. She said,
movie
in the middle
or
of...
porno?
Yes.
It can be both.
Could be both.
Well,
it actually is.
That's very defensive, Paladin.
So she gets set in the middle of like this courtyard thing and this huge open area around her. And the sniper's bullets go straight through Time Ranger spandex. And so their suits will not protect them. Anyway, yeah. And she keeps fantasizing about Yellow, like, running to rescue her like he's a dumbass. And he's going to run around.
And getting shot dead.
And getting shot dead. And she's like, oh, holy crap. Yeah, I thought he demorphed and then it was blue. It was the guy that's actually blue in her, like, fantasy. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong. Anyway.
She can fantasize about more than one.
Probably
does, too.
Anyway, so, yeah. So she, like, tries to stand up, and then sniper chicks, like, sit the f*** down. And, yeah. So, anyway, the Time Rangers have this brilliant idea. They're going to put up a force field, because they can do that. And then that's going to, like, deflect bullets for a little bit, but it'll give them the time they need to figure out where bitch is. So that they can, like, take her down. And, yeah. And so they try to do that. And then what they don't expect is that the hostage chick is a complete f***ing moron and a spaz. Because when they go to rescue her, she starts freaking out. Like, Time Yellow is going to die! Time Yellow, oh my God! and like starts running around and
I like also that they're doing this like covert operation and brightly colored spandex.
Oh, totally. Yeah, they were very hard to see. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a cool scene, but at the same time, it's like, God.
How does no one notice this?
So hostage,
especially a sniper who is watching the battlefield.
Yeah, really. She's got to be like fish in a barrel. With a grenade.
With a grenade launcher.
Yeah, really. Bazooka. So hostage chick, despite her best efforts to get all of them f***ing killed, somehow manages to be carted off to safety. Meanwhile, the sniper's position is triangulated, and they go to take her in, and she's like, oh yeah, you totally have me. Totally have me. Just put the gun down, Yes! And, like, shoots at him. And so she almost kills Time Yellow anyway. And, yeah. So then she gets really f***ing big, and they get the bomb off of the hostage chick, because they figure, despite the fact she tried to kill them all, that they would still save her life. So, yeah, so bitch gets big, big robot fight, completely uninteresting. Yeah, your time is up.
Well, I kind of like the mecha fight. I like them more than some of the more modern ones, anyway.
It has sort of the GoBusters problem, though, where the first couple episodes worth are interesting, and then most of the ones afterward just kind of, show up in Finisher.
Well, it is at least an interestingly designed Megazord with the multiple modes.
Which they barely ever use after the first few episodes.
The main Megazord isn't as interesting as some of the later mechs. Time Shadow and Q-Rex and whatnot.
Yeah. But
I still hit the Q-Rex.
Really?
Yeah, Q-Rex is f***ing boss.
It's terrible and goofy looking. It's inelegant.
It's also not in this episode. Anyway. But no, it's just, I don't know. It's like, there's so much stock footage here. I'm just like, okay, that's great. And yes. And the
I really liked the episode myself.
It's
a different feel than a lot of the modern shows in that episode. And
because at the end, they totally get like the AOL hookup and they're like on chat together.
Yeah. Microsoft Outlook Express.
Oh, totally.
Windows 95.
I can see why they needed help to operate it, though.
Yeah. Totally. But I know if it wasn't for the fact that I knew that he knocked her up later on, it would almost have some tension in that episode.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. See, I completely forgot the whole plot point until y'all mentioned it in the summary.
Oh, I didn't. I've been waiting. I was like, are we going to do it? Is this the one? Is this the one? It opened up. I'm like, yes, it's the one. Sweet. And she's a total, like, girl, hearts, like, coming out of her head kind of deal. Because, like, she, like, jumps on her bed, like, woo-hoo-hoo, the end of the episode.
I was getting over the fact that she was wearing yellow and carrying a camera around. I'm surprised she didn't die.
Somewhere, like, the Bioman villains, like, come out of nowhere. Start shooting her up. Oh, no, sorry. We did that. Anyway, do you want me to go on to the second one then as well?
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Wow.
I stopped caring about 2 hours ago.
So, Time Yellow, like, I don't know, he cooked some noodles.
Well, good episode.
I mean.
Yeah, this was a weird episode. I can kind of see why they were like, just watch both of these together. If you have to watch the second one by itself,
get a drink
with it. Yeah, or watch something else with it.
Second one better.
Literally, like, it's okay. I mean, it had, but it's hard. I don't know. So, like, yeah, they kick out Time Yellow, and they're like, "You suck." Well, he also kind of drunkenly like steps over the table to get the phone in the middle of like a business meeting, which is kind of awesome. This is like the guy you want to go get a beer with, but. So they kick him out, and they're like, go find work and money for us, and then come back. Because before that, no. So he's like, oh, man. So he goes to, like, the shittiest noodle place in the city.
Yeah.
And,
I did like the introduction of the alien, though. It's like, it's just going to burn a place down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, so the alien thing in this episode is, like, a belligerent, like, critic. Like, food critic. And he's, like, trying to find, like, the best food. And if you don't have the best food, you f***ing burn.
I think it's still totally...
I would totally watch that Food Network show.
The Arsonist Chef, yes. Something like that.
All right. Food Network challenge. Here's the challenge. You make the best food in the history of the world.
burn your shit down.
That doesn't really sound like a contest.
Begin!
Okay, I guess.
It's the new season of Iron Chef.
Oh, God. Flaming Iron Chef. This is awful! Gasoline starts spraying fire hoses all over the place. Oh, God, it burns! One episode airs.
Highest rated episode of all time.
Highest rated episode of all time, and then the FBI get involved and shut it down. But then it gets really popular, and they do a Japanese spinoff.
Yeah, FBI can't get to us here, right?
Of course not.
The Japanese would eat that show up, man. Cook or burn.
Burn, awesome.
Ramen food truck. Light it up. That's like the one line they do in English. Light it up.
Light it up.
Light it up. Anyway, what was I talking about?
Nothing nearly as interesting.
Anyway, so he goes to the shittiest noodle place in all of Japan, and apparently this guy makes noodles that taste like dog shit. So anyway, Doran, is that this guy's name? Dora? I don't know.
Tomo.
Domon?
Domo. Like G Gundam. Domon?
No, it was like something else. It wasn't.
Time Yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah, Domon.
Okay, Domon, whatever. Anyway.
JD still doesn't believe you.
I don't believe you. So Time Yellow is like, tell you what, brah, we're going to help you out. So he goes back to all of his Time Ranger buddies and like, we're going to help this guy out. And they're like, no, we're not.
Because you suck.
You suck at life. Why don't you help him out? Because you're certainly f***ing not helping us out, are you?
Damn. Okay. And what's bad is that that's not an accurate.
No, that's pretty much. No. So basically we need a montage. And Time Yellow and this dude who basically, and before this, explains that he lost everything to make this awful noodle hut thing that he has going. He lost his wife, his like previous job, all of his friends, all in the pursuit of making really crappy noodles. So anyway, we get the montage. And the chef dude figures out how to make the sauce. And meanwhile, Time Yellow figures out how to make noodles. And, yeah. So then the monster shows up and burns the f***ing place to the ground. Like, they open up, and they're like, oh, this shit's great. And their first customer is the monster. Burns the place to the ground. And this guy's like earlier comment where like sometimes life just shits on you, huh? Just comes back like with a vengeance because it's like, oh, you just got everything set up. Well, f- you. This guy's the fucking Job of Japan. So anyway, so they're like, all right, well, let's try. So yeah. So somehow, I don't know. I didn't pay attention to part of this. But eventually, Time Yellow ends up with, like, some amazing f***ing ingredients and basically tells Monster Dude, like, okay, we're gonna, like, have you try this shit, and if it's really great, then you're gonna surrender and whatever. And so he, like, cooks his little f***ing heart out making these f***ing noodles. And the guy's like, these are delicious. but I'm not going peacefully, and burns all the shit to the ground, and so then he gets really big, and they fight him, and they take him in. And then they're like, okay, we'll take you back, Time Yellow, now that you're not such a f***ing slacker, since you can make noodles.
Woo!
Well, noodles at least he's useful. Don't taste like dog shit.
He's useful around the house now.
Yeah. I don't think he can f***ing do.
Something he can do other than photography, chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paladin's on a roll tonight.
Yeah. There you go. Time Ranger is an amazing series about how f***ing awful...
About assholes.
About assholes and how awful life is.
Time Ranger was a Kobayashi series, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh? There you go.
I mean, it had two reds in it.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, f*** you, Chedot.
Wow.
Agreed.
Meanwhile, back in Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm totally going to get this bug ghost thing. This is going to be badass.
I have most of your Charmanders ready also.
Oh, Charmanders.
Thank you.
I just need JD to approve my friend... My
I'm in-game right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need to load yours up, actually.
Yeah.
What did you want in return?
I don't care. This was easy.
Love disc it is.
You can trade that for a Steelix at some point.
I did. Coincidentally, that's right after you get the old rod. It's almost like they planned it.
It's kind of weird that you can't catch that. I haven't found a Magikarp with the old rod.
Well, they realized that Love Disc was even more useless.
I also love that Magikarp's animation is just flopping around on the ground.
Yes.
Let's see. What have I got that I can dump?
Hey, I'm friends with Ken.
There we go.
Poop.
Yeah, okay, that one will work.
And how great is it you don't need a Pokecenter anymore to do trades?
You just do it on the fly anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Game is amazing. We'll never...
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh god, Pachirisu is even cuter in 3D.
I wish I had Wi-Fi at work.
I do.
I would totally take this and play it at lunch.
I'm tempted to now.
Can't you just, like, tether through your phone?
Oh god, no.
You can get some tin cans and string to play Pokemon on, right?
No, see, they have Wi-Fi detectors at the office, so if you set up, like, a local Wi-Fi, they sniff it out and come f***ing shut it down.
Wow. Well, I guess security and whatnot. Bank. I can kind of understand that.
Kinda, yeah. Except I could print off information all fucking day. And anyway. I could take home a whole f***ing book worth of mortgager information if I wanted, and no one would know. But sure as hell can't, like, email it to myself.
Asking Mickey if they want to trade.
I'm sort of in the middle of getting
gotcha.
My...
I'm logging
my
in.
My character's getting his ass kicked by a squirrel.
Okay, I'll wait. Just tell me when.
I might be free right now.
Let me go catch something random, and then that way I can trade it to you, because I think I want to keep what I got.
That's fine.
Oh, it's getting dark outside.
I'll just throw it back in the Wonder Trade and get more miles for it.
That's what I figured you would do, so I'm just going to...
And then, you know, if you do that, then if you buy a bunch of Ultra Balls with it, you can get like 600 a pop for them.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Pluses.
Yeah.
How's it
rack up a bunch of Pokemiles doing Wonder Trade. Then go buy a bunch of Ultra Balls, or probably something else that have a high dollar sell value. Then go sell them, and you get a lot of money.
Where do you spend Pokemiles at?
Central
City.
City. Yeah, the Central City and the Poke Center.
And how do those build up? Just by walking around or trading from a distance?
Mostly trading.
Okay.
That's
I'll do more Wonder Trades then.
Yeah, if you just abuse Wonder Trade,
oh,
you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't nerf that at all.
You get the wrong thing.
So are you ready to go or not? I keep sending the invite.
Sorry, I must have hit the wrong thing. I think I hit the wrong thing.
Right, let's see if this plus is catching.
There we go. There's JD.
Yep. Oh, that's yours, Paladin.
Did I need to put mine into the window, or did someone copy it?
Everybody's trying to hit me at once. 1 second.
Okay.
That's very unsafe behavior, Ken.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me go to.
I should give this Plusus an awful name.
So Ken's f***ing multiple mon this time.
Okay. Very nice.
There we go.
Connections don't crap out on us now.
My connection was fine. It's just the Skype went batshit.
Bye, Ken.
That excuse about his Cyloning to last week.
Am I still here?
Yeah.
And no, the excuse for the Cyloning last week was just that Skype for Mac is shit.
Testing?
Yeah.
What?
So far, so good.
Okay. Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe my headset's giving out on me.
Sure.
You're giving out head? I guess I should put my friend code. Now, if only I could add my friend codes.
You can do that mid-game, you know, right?
No, I didn't.
Just
press home, and I'll bring up the 3DS menu, and you just press your friend button up at the top. Mm. When you're done, just hit home, and you'll go back.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see if I can end this now so you can move on to the others.
Yeah, let's see here. Cancel. There we go.
Not this time.
Fire good? I don't understand.
You don't realize that fire is good?
I thought fire was angry. Let's trade Pokemon.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Vaughn, who still hasn't sold my metal collection.
What?
What the f***?
Wow.
Where is that Charmander?
Do I have everybody's friends codes now?
Have a Skitty. Everyone likes Skitties.
I registered yours, but I don't know if it actually went through.
Yeah, I've got it.
Look, he's level 8. That's like 8 times as many levels as Charmander. That's like getting 8 Pokemon for the price of 1.
Sure.
His Charmander is in the top percent of Charmander.
F***ing Skitty.
Don't do that.
Only Wailords can do that.
Yes.
I'm skating around this little town, yay.
Wailord, the styrofoam Pokemon.
God, I love roller skates.
Did you get the bike?
Not yet.
Have you gone to the second city yet?
Nope.
Okay. Give me a second to hatch this other egg.
And I just got the item to Mega Evolve Ampharos.
Damn.
Oh, so is the show over now?
Will someone trade with me?
We just need a thing for next week.
Oh.
American?
Is there anything American that we want to actually watch?
No.
Well, episode 15 and 16 of Time Force. No.
What about RPM? RPM's always good.
I can't deny that.
How about Monkey?
It's been a bit since we did RPM. What?
Monkey.
That's not an answer.
How about pudding?
Do not take pudding from JD. Bad idea.
Oh, my battery.
But it's chocolate.
No, it ain't.
Also, if JD offers to glue something for you.
No.
So what are we doing next week?
Fort Max, what are you encoding right now?
Ryu Kendo.
No, we've done that, though.
Yeah, it's not been long enough for Ryu Kendo.
Ryu Kendo that actually looks decent?
It's not subbed, though.
Oh. Oh, that is a problem.
Still, Ryu Kendo that actually looks decent?
Alright, which one of these girls is you, Ken?
1 second. I got somebody else. Badgering me for something.
You're double timing on us?
Let's see here. Okay, where's JD?
What is this YouTube-y thing you put?
Monkey.
JD, I don't see you.
Yeah, I'm JD. Mm-hmm. I'm online.
Give it a second. Maybe it hasn't picked you up yet.
So, how about RPM?
Okay, Jay. Frank,
oh, okay.
RPM. Oh, this is Monkey King stuff, isn't it? Okay, so is this show any good for it, Max?
The dub is it is very good with a pretty decent dub.
Wait, Fort Max is picking something?
Oh,
God help us all.
Oh God.
Monkey opening thing.
Monkey. What?
It doesn't spend half its time in Dexter's lab. What's the point?
There we go.
Yes.
There we go, Judy.
Woohoo!
Trade.
Very exciting. Other player isn't available. Your internet is shitty, dude. That's the problem.
No, I'm not normally.
Well,
maybe if you weren't doing this at the same time.
Maybe.
No
game chat. Yes.
Does anyone else get irritated when they get given an Everstone?
Yeah, you can't even sell them for crap.
Let's get JD for a straight. There we go.
It's like if someone tips, getting an Everstone as a gift is like if someone tips you with like a chick tract.
One of these.
Show? There we go. Offer.
Okay, so does anybody have something that's not Fort Max?
I keep saying RPM, but apparently I'm being overruled.
RPM would be good. Garo?
It's a little soon for Garo, don't you think?
Never too soon for Garo.
Sweet.
The RPM would be fine. We haven't been a bit since we did that.
Has it? I don't remember.
RPM.
We need an episode.
Ranger Blue.
Fine.
Sure.
I'm too distracted to say
Were
no.
we going to do that at one point and then we didn't?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Well, there we go.
Ooh, photo spot.
Thank you so much, sir.
Not a problem.
Yes, and thank you again.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to go race this Nakata.
Well, I guess that's our show for this week, since almost everybody wants to get back to Pokemon. Not that they not
at least
not,
so, damn it.
Not that they actually stopped.
I stopped sometimes.
I stopped when we were talking.
No, you didn't.
Mostly.
No. And that's why your connection kept going away.
Yep.
Nah.
It's okay. At least I can count on Fort Max to be paying attention.
What?
That was a little too quick, Fort Max. You have no sense of comedic timing.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at Superhero_Time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
So, decent show?
No, it's Superhero Time.
Superhero Gime.
Well, I didn't get to hear half the time section, but hey.
Yes, right now we are.
Oh, Gime will be more awesome to listen to next week, I guarantee.
When we do two episodes.
When we do the best episode.
Well, you never know. It might just get better from two.
Oh my God, could that happen?
I don't know, I haven't watched two yet.
Could that be a real thing?
I don't know.
Kamen Rider show getting better.
This could really be an advantage to like getting some good fresh blood into the writing staff. Instead of, well.
He's like, oh, no. Wizard. This is how you write a show. Did you see it?
Apparently they did remember because Gaim was technically in production before Wizard, according to the interview.
Yeah, well, I mean, we saw shots way, like, back in June or so, didn't we?
Yeah. We just had no idea that it was authentic then.
Yeah.
Because it looked so weird.
I like that nobody at any point before then thought, does that armor look like an orange?
Wizard was the filler series.
It is.
No, because it would have only been 31 episodes, like Decade.
It should have been. That's.
But Decade still maintains more relevancy.
Yeah, in 5 years, you're not going to get Wizard guest starring in shit.
No.
Hope not.
God.
God.
The GoBusters will guest star in more things than Wizard.
Apparently, there's a fair amount of GoBusters stuff in Tyson Z, which when the Raw that? Came out. The Raw came out in the last week. I haven't downloaded it. I haven't
Did
watched
it really?
The whole thing yet. Yeah.
Ooh.
So, Fort Max, how's the subbing going for that?
I don't know. I don't even have that. Let's see. I don't know.
That was the longest thing I don't know in history.
I almost expected JD to just go, Fort Max!
God. I could have answered that.
I wasn't prepared for this question.
I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of...
I can't hear you. There's a banana in my ear.
Banana ears.
Totally.
Super Hero Time! 来週もよろしくな!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.